All right, there you have it, President Biden addressing the nation with, as he promised, new, more severe sanctions. And we've been watching the markets as President Biden's been speaking. And as you can see, the NASDAQ, which was on par for falling into bear market territory this morning, has now turned things around. It is now in the green by nearly 100 points. The Dow well off its session lows, now down 500 points, and the S&P 500 down just 24. President Biden calling this invasion a premeditated attack, said the invasion is a flagrant violation of international law, and said that Vladimir Putin is the aggressor, that Putin chose a war without a cause, and that he and his country will bear the consequences. And then he went on to lay out some new, and in his words, more severe sanctions against Russia. Want to get to Yahoo Finance's Jen Schonberger now for a recap of what we just heard. Jen?
Alexis, a very high, broad, overarching speech from the president there. As you mentioned, President Biden calling the invasion a, quote, premeditated attack and announcing new sanctions on Russia, the U.S. and the West looking to take a long-term approach to squeeze Russia. The G7 and the U.S. are in full agreement to limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, yen, euros, what have you. They say the U.S. has cut off Russia's largest bank from the U.S. financial system. The U.S. has now frozen out every Russian bank from the U.S. And together, that's about $1 trillion in assets. Now, the U.S. will also apply restrictions to state-owned enterprises. Those actions and the impact of those actions, I should say, will be borne out over time. The president says it will degrade Russia's space industry and that they will cut off more than half of Russia's tech exports. The president also saying that the actions today are the equivalent of cutting off SWIFT and that right now European allies don't want to pursue that option. The president also saying that sanctioning Putin himself remains on the table. Also, other actions on the military front, the U.S. looking to bolster troops for that NATO alliance and send more over there to help our allies. The president saying he is talking with the Department of Defense about sending potentially more troops to Germany as a backstop there as well, and authorize more ground troops and air force to the Baltic states as well. Lastly, just want to note that he sent a warning to American oil and gas companies saying that they should not exploit this moment and put upward pressure on energy prices. So a lot of actions there, a little bit short on specifics, though, and the president also adding that he has no plans to speak with Vladimir Putin at this time. Alexis?
And then what did he say as far as what Americans should expect to feel? He said he wanted to minimize the pain, but that might be impossible not for there to be some repercussions, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The president reiterated this afternoon that he has been speaking with oil producers around the world to make sure that they can try to mitigate the impact of any potential fallout on oil prices, which are already high, which are trickling down to American consumers at the pump, and of course, trickling through supply chains and impacting the prices there as well. The president says if there is any impact on supply, the U.S. will tap those special reserves to offer or roll out more oil to try to balance out the market.
All right, Jen Schonberger, thanks so much for that.